Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The details coming out about the raid on former President Trump's home in Florida. We have lots of details on that for you. The YMCA bans a woman from the pool. And if you have American Revolution images, you might be a violent extremist. That's right. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. Thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is a very, very busy day today as more fallout right now. And I've been watching MSNBC, and they literally have not discussed anything other than this search of Trump's home since the news broke. I'm telling you, they have not discussed a single other story. It's been ongoing over there, so you can tell the celebrations that are happening over there. Dawn, what's going on this Tuesday morning as we get through it? This hot, hot day today.
And it is hot. We are already in the 80s. We were at 81 degrees at, 4:30 this morning. We'll talk about the heat health emergency, as well as warnings from the National Weather Service, making national news we are because of this heat. So we'll talk about that. And Zeoli Show News Live right now, sponsored by the Piazza Auto Group, as police in Philadelphia searching for three gunmen wanted in that deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Popeyes restaurant in North Philadelphia, happened late last night, and police searching for these suspects early into this morning after the restaurant. It happened right after the restaurant closed right there on the 400 block of Lehigh Ave. And police say three people in their late teens were sitting in a parked Honda in the lot, one of them actually a Popeyes employee. So the late teens are the ones who are the victims here. Police say three armed suspects approach the vehicle and start firing some 47 bullets at that parked vehicle. Suspects got away, but the driver of the Honda was shot in the chest. And we know that medics found the victims and transported them to Temple University Hospital. One male passenger sitting in the back seat has been pronounced dead. The driver listed in critical condition this morning, and a female passenger shot in the arm. She's listed in stable condition right now. Police say the motive here may have actually stemmed from some kind of a fight over a girlfriend. So they continue to investigate this morning as we're following that one. We also have word, and this is Berks County, Pennsylvania. A security guard was killed and another guard wounded when shots were fired at a business in Berks County, PA. Police say the shooting happened on Quarry Road there in New Morgan. Investigators say the two guards approached what they thought was a suspicious vehicle, and somebody inside started shooting. So the 37-year-old security guard has now been identified as Troy Rickenbach of West Reading. He was killed. The other guard sustained injuries and has been actually released from the hospital. So that remains under investigation, but a tragic story. We talk about a lot of different law enforcement, those who protect and serve, even at the security guard level. And we've seen that in the Philadelphia region as well, even at hospitals, for example, that have hired more and more security guards, as well as businesses trying to hire more security guards with staffing shortages and all of that. So I just wanted to bring you that news. We also have the news, of course, big news in Pennsylvania as State Senator Doug Mastriano, who's also a Republican candidate for governor, expected to speak sometime today to the January 6th committee. Now, this was pre-planned, but in light of especially what's going on in Mar-a-Lago with that Trump situation, that's surprising to a lot of people. A lot of questions being raised. Was this political? So Mastriano has spoken out about this. He's been outspoken saying, I have absolutely nothing to hide, but I simply want everything recorded. I want it to be open because why? There are many who believe that the January 6th committee has carefully edited and then produced you know, shows, and some witnesses have complained about that. So the Mastriano campaign just saying, we want to just make sure that everything is transparent, everything is fully recorded. We are following that. And I do want to point out, since the networks are going crazy over two stories. Number one, Trump saying that the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago
home. Oh, is that a
home.
Thing? I hadn't heard that. Is that a story? Oh, okay.
And the other thing is the Olivia Newton-John tributes. I would say those are the two stories dominating national headlines. But MAGA supporters have been protesting or demonstrating outside Mar-a-Lago and in Florida in support of former President Trump. So I would say that's the only follow-up to your point, Rich, that we're not hearing much else about it except to say what happened and that Trump released that statement. But supporters are now coming out online, as well as in Florida, going to outside or as close to Mar-a-Lago as they can get to show their support for the former president and say that they're outraged and say that the DOJ is losing credibility. I'm being kind here to paraphrase what they're saying. And we also have another big story for a lot of kids and a lot of parents sounding off about Snapchat messaging.
You're going to talk more about that on your show today, right?
Yes.
Snapchat?
Talk about that as
excellent.
Well.
Excellent. And definitely. That's the Dawn Show at 10 today.
Yes.
Obviously, you have a guest on it too, right?
Yep. We have a guest. We're going to talk about it. And I don't know. I don't have a reaction from my teenage sons, what they think about it.
Right.
I can guarantee you they won't like it.
Won't like it.
I will simply say, on social media, you can already secretly go in and befriend your kids, like pose as somebody. You know what I mean? You could already do that. Not that anybody has done that.
Not that anybody would do such a
thing.
But
I'm just saying.
But you could if you wanted to.
If
right.
you wanted to. I want to get to the heat, health emergency, and the heat. So I want to move through. We are sponsored by Piazza. Arriving soon, the all-new 2022 Range Rover. Reserve yours today from Land Rover Westchester, Land Rover Willow Grove, or Land Rover Wilmington. And by the way, Sunoco Go Rewards app sponsors our all-important NBC 10 First Alert forecast with the new Sunoco Go Rewards app. When you fuel, you save. So drop what you're doing because rewards come first. Download the Sunoco Go Rewards app. Find your nearest Sunoco. Start saving today. Sunoco, fuel your best. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. The sun is out. It is hot already. On paper, 98 degrees, but in many areas, especially city streets in the city of Philadelphia, 105, 106 degrees today. I'll go through the hourly real quick here because that's what's important. We're looking at about 5:30, 5:45. That's when the rain begins. Could be intense, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. hour. We could see the storms containing strong, gusty winds today. More rain will move through tomorrow. The nice thing is it'll clear us out for later in the week, mid-80s. It's going to feel so good, but for now, please make sure you bring the pets inside. Don't leave anybody outside. If you have to work outside, make sure that you hydrate. That warning from Philadelphia health officials as we face a heat health emergency in effect through 8 p.m. tonight. This is the Yoli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210. So you might be a terrorist if you have American Revolution images. I want to play for you an audio clip of Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Ted Cruz was with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, and ask him this question, because they're highlighting a number of things. Like, for example, the flag flown at the Battle of Gonzales during the Texas Revolution, which has a cannon and the words "come and take it" on a white field. That phrase is a translation of the classical Greek Molon Leib, which is now a Second Amendment rallying cry originally recorded as Spartan King Leonidas responded when ordered by the Persians to lay down his weapons. And that is a very famous, in, you know, when you read about that in philosophy class and that sort of thing. Now, the idea that you can have anti-authoritarian images throughout history, T-shirts, bumper stickers. I, for example, always fly the Gadsden flag, which is a don't tread on me flag. I also fly another flag around the 4th of July, which is the join or die flag, which is actually originally was a cartoon at the time. But it has the snake with all the different parts on it. The idea that you could be a violent extremist for having these things, sure, there are violent extremists who've used those things, but at the same time, there are a lot of people who aren't, who have never, who use those things all the time and have never committed any violent extremism whatsoever. And there are a lot of people who've used Black Lives Matter memorabilia to commit violent extremism. And I imagine the FBI is not going to profile any of them, I would imagine, right? But here's Senator Ted Cruz. Take a listen, please.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia, well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Wray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized. But I will tell you that when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, though, it is a symbol of violent extremism from the FBI's perspective nowadays, according to this article from Reason.com, which is that now they will be able to essentially now profile people from using that. Mainstream militia nationwide, mostly online activity, low history of violence, the FBI notes of American Contingency, one organization mentioned. The feds are scrutinizing internet debating societies. The feds are scrutinizing internet debating societies. The FBI has placed more emphasis on domestic dissent than on organized crime, and according to some, let its efforts against foreign spies suffer because of the amount of time spent checking up on American protest groups. You know where that came from? The Senate Committee's Church Committee. That's right, the very, very famous Church Committee back in 1976. Things haven't really changed, though, except for a growing fixation on the Gadsden flag. In 2016, after Lavoie Finicum was killed during a standoff with authorities over the Mueller Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, a federally funded intelligence sharing fusion center issued a heads up to police to look out for protesters, even though no credible threats to law enforcement are present at this time. The report includes several visual indicators to help police determine whether they're dealing with extremist and disaffected individuals. Reasons Jesse Walker wrote, these range from images associated with specific political groups, such as the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters, to a more generic patriotic symbol, the Gadsden flag. One of the indicators is a slightly altered version of a picture popular with fans of the Grateful Dead. There was no intent to offend or single out individuals and groups who use these symbols for historical or legitimate purposes. The Fusion Center apologized after a wave of pushback. We will attempt to articulate those distinctions clearer in the future. Apparently, articulating those distinctions involves rolling in the Punisher logo and the Betsy Ross flag. So if you have the Punisher, the Betsy Ross flag, the Gadsden flag, or the Gonzalez flag, or any of those things, you are now on the watch list. You could potentially be on the watch list. It might reveal you as an American extremist. This is the new document published by the FBI on August 2nd. There you go. That's the wonderful, wonderful moves our government is making right now. And this is, they're coming on the heels of 87,000 new IRS agents. But you know what? It's always the stupidity of things that are happening throughout the country. The YMCA in Washington State, an 80-year-old Washington State woman has been banned from her local YMCA after she expressed extreme discomfort when a transgender staff member entered the women's locker room while young girls were undressing. And we've talked about this before. Julie Jamin, a resident of Port Townsend, Washington, told the Port Townsend Free Press she was asked to leave the YMCA facilities at Mountain View Pool after she demanded that a male wearing a female bathing suit be removed from the women's locker room where she had been showering and a group of girls were changing out of their swimwear. A YMCA employee reportedly told her she was discriminating against the transgender individual and threatened to call the police on her. In response, she left and filed her own complaint with the police department. It was the Mountain View Pool. She's been swimming there for 35 years. While showering after her weekly swim, she said she heard a man's voice. Peering past the shower curtain, she saw a man wearing a female bathing suit in the women's locker room looking at the little girls as they were taking off their suits. The person identified was Clementine Adams, a YMCA staff member who identifies as transgender and female. He was not wearing any staff identification at the time. She said there were gaps in the curtain, and there I was, naked with soap and water on me, and this guy right there, very close to me. I said, do you have a schlong? He said, that's none of your business. That's when I told him, get out of here right now. YMCA aquatic instructor Rowan DeLuna was also present in the locker room. The woman reportedly approached DeLuna and demanded that Adams be removed from the locker room instead. The staff member told her, you're discriminating and you can't use the pool anymore, and I'm calling the police. The woman was stunned. Obviously, she dried herself, prepared to leave. As she was out the door, the staff member reportedly told her she was not abiding by the YMCA's principles and values. And then another YMCA employee also reportedly told her she could not leave because she had to wait for the police to come. And she left anyway. So good for her. How about that, huh? Freaking nuttiness of...
Sick.
Psychotic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a dude in a locker room watching little girls, I'm 100% calling the cops. I don't care if that guy identifies as transgender or not. I'm calling the cops. That's freaking freaky. You know what I mean?
Well, at some point, something like that, a policy like that, could result in violence. Because why somebody might feel like, hey, you're looking at my child.
Right.
You know, and people get emotional about that if they think that it's actually a pedophile. They don't. If everybody's naked, you don't know what's what. You just know that you feel like your child is being stalked.
You just don't know what's what. You're right. It's true. It's creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
It's really creepy.
But you won't have to worry about that at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I can promise you that. They will not put up with that crap there.
Thank God.
That is why I love the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's a very family-friendly place. Very family-friendly resort. And it's also the place to get married. In fact, beautiful wedding destination. I love the Grand Hotel. I really do. And fabulous fall midweek specials. I'll tell you what, fall may be the best time to go to the Grand. It really may be, just to be in Cape May in general. First of all, October, the weather's great. You don't have to worry about getting a reservation at restaurants that are hard to come by, and amazing specials too. 2, 3, or 5-night packages available. Available October 2nd through December 22nd. Packages include 2 adults and 2 children. You get 10% off rack rates, plus a resort credit of up to $200. You do a 2-night stay, you get a $50 resort credit. A 3-night stay, you get a $100 resort credit. 5-night stay includes a $200 resort credit. And resort credits can be used as payment for purchases in Hemingway's Restaurant, Christine's Gift Shop. Ah, it's wonderful stuff. The beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, Cape May's premier resort and conference center. And mark your calendar, We are back August 26th, Friday morning, for a live broadcast. If you want to join us, and you should, make your reservation now because they will sell out. They always do when we're there. And the bar will be open, and they'll have food, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you're looking for a place to host a beautiful event, with four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Beth sent me a nice note yesterday saying, Rich, Caitlin has been amazing to work with. Well, Kellyanne and Caitlin will take great care of you. Baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events, and yes, those weddings. The Grand was just awarded number 10 out of 15 in the entire country for best beachfront weddings. And ready for this? Number one in New Jersey. Number one in New Jersey for beachfront weddings, according to brides.com. So what are you waiting for? Book direct with them for the best rates. Book that midweek stay. Get those resort credits and have a great dinner at Hemingway's restaurant. Buy something beautiful in Christine's boutique. You will love it. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. My happy place. I love it there. And I can't wait to be back on August 26th. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on the Rich Zioli Show. WPHT.
But I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa.
I wonder if she carries silver bullets.
Yeah.
Think you know what it is? Be call it 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Greg Stocker, tell them what they'll win.
A $25 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Stop by Rita's today and grab their newest and sweetest treat. Go candy crazy with Rita's new candy, Kapow Ice. Get there quick as it's available for a limited time only. Rita's.
All right. Good luck. I love Rita's. Love me some Rita's. Good luck, car number 12.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Olivia Newton-John, of course, remembering her. And Jason has the movie. He's in South Philadelphia. Jason, good morning. What is the movie today?
That movie would be Grease with Danny Zuko.
You got it, Danny Zuko. You got it, that's Jason. Right. Well, congratulations. Enjoy Rita's.
I will.
All right, buddy.
The kids will love it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You got it, my man.
All right. Thanks, Jason. He would have been one of the T-Birds. So, you know, obviously this raid on Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago, a couple points that I wanted to mention to you. I want to play you this clip. This is a former United States deputy attorney who was discussing how, you know, what this is all about, basically, right now, what they're trying to do with Trump. And, you know, I mentioned to you earlier, I went through this. I do not think it'll be successful for them for a number of reasons. All right. But the biggest reason why it's not going to be successful is because the Constitution is very, very clear on what is required in terms of being able to run for the presidency of the United States of America. And what is required of that to run for the presidency of the United States of America, then the United States Congress can't come and put more or less requirements on that. You know, they can't require somebody to show a birth certificate, for example. They can't require somebody to show their college degree. They can't require those things. And that's a good thing, by the way. That's a very, very good thing. Well, this is what the ultimate goal here, though, is. Cut number 12, please.
This is by far not one of the biggest crimes he's been charged with, but it carries the penalty that someone who's convicted of it is disqualified from running for future federal office. So 18 U.S.C. 2071, if he destroyed records, they may have decided to go after this, disqualify him from future office, secure a conviction, and have that be the broad resolution of the whole problem, Trump.
But they're not going to be successful, because what will happen is he's going to run now, and then they're going to charge him, and he'll probably be found guilty of something. Because, again, if the government wants to get you, the government will get you. I'm sure there's something in those 15 boxes that belongs at the archives and not at his house. So they want to charge him with it and then find a jury to convict him. Then there you go. But then they'll say he can't serve office. And then that's where it'll go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will knock that law down as unconstitutional, because only the Constitution can set the parameters of the presidency of the United States of America. Only the Constitution. You can't add things to it. That's why in the past I've said to people, no, you can't require people to show their birth certificate. No, you can't require people to show a voter ID or their college degree, because you only can look at what the Constitution requires. Now, you can suggest that a president prove those things, like show the birth certificate to prove he's actually 35 or those other things. And maybe those particular documents might be required when you're actually filing to be sworn in. But that's different. In other words, that's different than being able to say, well, I want to see your IQ, for example. Right? That's different. And so that's the point about it. The presidency of the United States, it's very, very clear what the president, what requirements there are for the presidency for you to be elected. Now, you know, obviously, if somebody is 7 and says they're 35, they're going to say, well, we need to see, and you got to prove that to us, which is different, clearly. But if the president has been convicted of a crime, he's not ineligible to be president. Only if he is impeached and then removed from office. That's it. Only if he's impeached and removed from office, in other words, convicted. The only requirements for the presidency are no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years age and have been 14 years a resident within the United States. So it's consistent under the law to have to prove those things in order to be able to become the president. If I were to doubt, say, for example, somebody's really 35, or if I were to say, I think 7 years ago they were living in Mexico, it might be reasonable the courts would conclude for them to have to prove that documentation in order to take the oath of office. But anything outside of that is going to be ruled unconstitutional. So in the case of the removal of the president, and I mean, that's different. And then again, you know, only if the president is impeached, only if a person is impeached and removed by the Senate, are they then ineligible to hold office again. And that's it. The president, vice president, all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Beyond that, there is no way to get rid of him. That's the truth. So I predict that law would be struck down in that situation. But it is terrifying that we're doing this now to former presidents. And again, you know, they exercised judicial restraint, discretion with Hillary Clinton and her emails back in 2016, because they felt for the good of the republic to go after political enemies was dangerous, even though she was guilty as hell. But in this case now, there's no discretion. Now we send the FBI into former presidents' homes. And don't you think they'll do this again in the future? You know they will. It'll be another back and forth thing. You got my guy, you sent the FBI to my guy, I'm going to send the FBI to your guy. It's going to go back and forth like that. The republic will hurt from it. And I don't know what's in those boxes that's so incredibly damaging that we have to send in FBI agents. Other than you want to get this guy. Other than you are hell-bent on getting him. Beyond that, what could possibly be in those boxes? What is there, like a kid locked up in there? Of course not. We're talking about documents that belong at the National Archives. Okay, for that you send in and raid it with the FBI to take boxes out and crack the guy's safe? Or are you looking for something else? What are you looking for? The secret January 6th battle plans? Huh? The secret battle plans telling everybody how to get into the Capitol? Because you're not going to find it. But if this is actually what they say it's about, which is documents that Trump was supposed to turn over to the National Archives, every president who's left the White House in modern history has violated the Presidential Records Act in one way, shape, or form. Every single one of them. You're telling me that that Chappaqua home of the Clintons, there's nothing there that belonged at the White House? Nothing? Stop, please. The Clintons had to turn stuff back over for years. They took everything that wasn't nailed down in that freaking White House. Everything. And they spent years sending stuff back because the National Archivist kept asking them, you know, we really need that back. It belongs to us, not you. But they didn't raid the house. They didn't send the FBI in. But it's Trump, of course, right? So that's a different story in a different situation. By the way, longtime Oklahoma Sooners assistant football coach Cale Gundy abruptly resigned on Sunday after inadvertently using a shameful and hateful word. The news shocked the college football world. In a world with a high coaching staff turnover, he was an oddity. He served on the Oklahoma Sooners coaching staff in various roles for more than 20 years. What happened? He explained in a statement that during a film study session last week, he instructed his players to take notes. He noticed one player was distracted. So he took that player's iPad and read aloud the words that were written on the screen. The words displayed had nothing to do with football. One particular word that I should never under any circumstance have uttered was displayed on that screen. In that moment, I did not even realize what I was reading. And as soon as I did, I was horrified. I want to be very clear. The words I read aloud from that screen were not my words. What I said was not malicious. It wasn't even intentional. Still, I am mature enough to know that the word I said was shameful and hurtful, no matter my intentions. He would not disclose what the word was. He said it was only shameful and harmful. What do you think it was, the N-word? That's what CBS Sports is reporting, that he uttered the N-word. That has not been confirmed. So he resigned for that. Should he resign over that, for reading something on a screen that a kid was reading? I don't think so. I don't think he should resign for that. But you know what I think it is? I think he probably figured his goose was cooked, right? And he probably had to. They say Cal Gundy is not a racist in any way, shape, or form, nor does he have a racist bone in his body, mind, or soul. I know racists. I've witnessed both obvious and discreet types of racism and have known and detested even more actual racists. Coach Gundy is the farthest thing from this type of person. That was said by Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon, who released a lengthy statement defending Gundy and saying, if not for Coach Gundy, I would not have attended OU, survived at OU, stayed at OU, and succeeded in life after OU. I owe my education and professional career to him. And most importantly, I owe who I am as a person to him. He shouldn't have resigned. That's ridiculous. For what? Uttering a word with no intent? Please, that's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dawn. Spring Dance Hot Tubs is celebrating their 24th anniversary. And you should take advantage of limited inventory right now on select hot tub models available for immediate delivery. They're good to go. Plus, get 24 months for their 24 years. That's 24 months interest-free financing on your qualified purchase. I love my Spring Dance hot tub. We were, in air quotes, on vacation last week. Yeah, I need a vacation after the vacation, if you know what I mean. And the Spring Dance hot tub in your own backyard, it's a forever vacation. You got to do this. You're going to love it. Even on a hot day like this, just cool down that water temperature a little bit, get in and feel those jets. you just, it's so relaxing. Stop by one of their four area showrooms. Find out why Spring Dance Hot Tubs is truly a leader in hot tub and swim spa sales and has been for 24 years. Visit in Jamison, Exton, Plymouth Meeting, or Marlton. You can always shop online, springdancehottubs.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And we want her at 10 a.m. Of course, we're talking about the Dawn Show live today at 10 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the Odyssey app. Dawn, what's coming up on the show today?
We have one of our favorite guests who's going to come back, Jimmy Quinn. He's with the National Review. He's the national security correspondent. So we're going to talk about everything that's happening, the accusations with regard to social media. And I've talked a lot about Snapchat. But also, remember, there are demands for answers on TikTok's relationship with China. And so he's going to take a deep dive into that. But we'll talk about everything. He's a fantastic guest. And you don't want to miss Jimmy Quinn coming up at 11. And we'll talk about, there's so many developing stories happening locally as well as nationally, as you know. We'll talk about that. I actually just saw there's a group lobbying Rhodes to remove Justice Amy Coney Barrett from the school's Hall of Fame. Unbelievable. There's so much happening. There's something breaking, I swear, every 5 minutes. So you want to stay tuned.
Okay.
As we know, it's hard to keep up.
We'll stay tuned.
Was that a good tease?
A great tease. You know, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt.
Can you believe they're picking on Amy? That's a sin.
That's a sin. And by the way, Snickers has apologized to China for suggesting Taiwan is an independent country. Mars Wrigley, viral imagery from a Snickers during a promotional event claimed Taiwan is a country sparked backlash from the Chinese public. Mars Wrigley issued an apology on the Chinese social media platform Weibo. Chinese officials issued sanctions, of course, on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But yeah, so the makers of the Snickers candy bar, Mars Wrigley, issued an apology to China on Friday. They did a promotional event. They suggested Taiwan's an independent country. And Mars Wrigley respects China's national sovereignty and territorial integrity and conducts its business operations in strict compliance with local Chinese laws and regulations, Mars Wrigley said in a statement. And there you go. So China and Taiwan, Mars. So when you have that Snickers bar, remember that, right? Remember that. All right?
I'm not having any Snickers.
Not having
trying
it?
Trying to diet.
Not having Snickers.
After
I
all
love
that
Snickers.
Waffle House last, you know.
I love a good. Well, now, so yeah, because you, yeah, right, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overindulged. No,
Overindulged?
My dad used to make, he makes Snickers, he makes homemade ice cream, but he chops up the Snickers and puts it in the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So good. So good. All right. By the way, you know a woman was struck by lightning at the White House?
Yes.
She was the lone survivor. Lightning strike killed 3 people outside the White House. And do you know what saved her?
What?
Quick-thinking Secret Service agents and her Doc Martens boots.
Oh, because she was grounded.
She was grounded. And apparently the thick rubber soles of her airwear soles on the Doc Martens boots absorbed some of the impact. And yeah, so that saved her life right there. Doc Martens.
That's amazing.
I would definitely use that as a marketing campaign if I were them. No doubt, right?
It's amazing she was wearing Doc Martens this time of year, though.
They can be a little heavy, yeah.
So hot.
They can be. You ever see Jimmy Fallon's boots that he wears, Doc Martens? I kid you not, the soles are about maybe 4 inches. Platforms. They're platform Doc Martens.
Oh, because he's trying to be taller.
He's trying to be taller. Okay. Yeah, I should start wearing those, too. Maybe I'll wear those. I'll get saved by lightning, too, so you see everybody wins. All right, we got more audio to get to. Let's get to it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part due.
Part due on this Tuesday morning, Greg Stocker. What do we got?
What's on the cut sheet? Part due, sponsored by Amtrak. Avoid the hassles of travel when you ride with Amtrak. Long lines? Nope. Airplane mode? Forget about it. Middle seats? Never heard of them. Get to your destination the relaxing and easy way. Stress-free summer, just an Amtrak away. Book now at Amtrak.com. Amtrak.com. You asked what the Joe Scarborough and the crew were talking about this morning. I have a few cuts from the Morning Joe program. Joe Scarborough said technically it wasn't a raid because no doors were kicked in.
That's not a surprise. It wasn't a raid on his house. No doors were kicked down. In fact, the FBI notified the Secret Service saying, hey, we're coming over and we're going to do a search. It's a legal search. I know Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the rule of law, but doesn't give a damn about the Constitution or constitutional norms. But in the Constitution, it takes two branches to do this. And so you had the DOJ, the executive branch, going to the judiciary and getting a judge to sign off on a warrant to try to get these classified documents back in.
So basically he's saying it was not a raid because no doors were kicked in.
Let me read you the definition of raid from Merriam-Webster's dictionary. A hostile or predatory incursion, a surprise attack by a small force, a brief foray outside one's usual sphere, a sudden invasion by officers of the law. Sounds to me like if officers of the law invade your house, which is what they did, whether they kicked down a door or not, it would meet the definition of raid.
All I know is raid is very good at killing cicada killers.
Yes, indeed it is.
I've gone through
it. Can't have DDT, you might as well have raid.
I've basically gone through a case of them this summer.
Have you really? Wow.
Yeah, they're just, I need to have it professionally sprayed because.
Termagard and Fenwick.
My wife.
Get them out there.
My wife is, did you have them spray?
Yes.
Okay.
They come every couple weeks and Kevin sprays everything and kills everything and it's phenomenal. Ticks, mosquitoes, they're all dead.
We do the tick and flea thing. We don't do the mosquito.
You gotta do the mosquito thing. It makes such a difference.
I mean, I feel guilty about it because they're called gentle giants because they don't actually sting. But they're so invasive and so
menacing. Let me tell you something. I am having them come back to deal with them because those freaking things, those cicada killers, are tearing up my lawn.
Just put a big fan back there. It'll just blow. They won't like it.
Is that what it'll do?
And there's also natural stuff you can do.
None of that works.
No. You know what I do, Greg? I take a tennis racket and whack them because they have stingers on them.
Yeah, I was doing that too. The women, the female cicada killers do have stingers.
And you know what I do? I flood their little homes.
Oh, boy.
I take a hose and I put it down there and I turn the water on and I drown them.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say this on the air. I'm probably violating some federal law. Speaking of felonies, I'm sure they're probably protected in some way.
You're going to be raided.
Just kidding.
I thought I could do it myself for the last few years. I use the tennis racket. I use Raid. And I just can't keep up with them because they multiply like grease lightning. No, they multiply over and over and over again. And I just don't know. I don't know how to get rid of them. And they dig into your grass. And
they destroy your lawn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So environmental people would argue that they're doing a service by killing cicadas because cicadas are actually more deadly and bad for the environment than cicada killers are.
Are they really?
Apparently.
Why? What do cicadas do?
I actually don't know, except make loud noises.
Yeah.
That's all I know that they do, but maybe they do something to trees or something.
I'm a cicada killer.
But they're giant and they hover and they scare.
They're very aggressive. They come right up to your face.
Yeah.
And they have no stingers. So they're just like, what's up? And they come like right up to your face. Right.
Yep.
And I punch them because they're dumb and slow and then they go flying and then they come buzzing back again. You know what I mean?
They're harmless.
Well, what's also,
they are harmless. You're right.
What's also frustrating is
they can't swim.
That they only really live for about a month. Like,
yeah,
they come in the beginning of July and they're gone by, you know, mid August. We have,
but in the
very
meantime, you're
now
left with all these tunnels in your yard when they, because they're digging up your yard.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got off on cicada killers. So it's because Raid. We're talking about Raid. And what the definition of Raid is. It's the only Raid I care about this morning. Axios' Jim Vandehei says on the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, they better have the goods.
And there's no doubt that it is going to be radically politicized. And they better have the goods, right? If it turns out that they did go to Mar-a-Lago and there aren't any charges, imagine the backlash. You already see what Donald Trump and his supporters are doing in terms of taking advantage of this and saying that he's the victim of the overreach of the federal government. And so at some point, I do think soon, the Justice Department, Garland, somebody has to step forward and say why they took such an extraordinary move.
So he's saying that Merrick Garland should come forward and say what the reasoning was behind this. Your thoughts?
Can I share with you what Andrew Yang tweeted out? Conservative Andrew Yang. He's a conservative, right?
No, he's starting a third party, I believe.
Oh, right. No, I'm just kidding. He's a total socialist. I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible. But a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government establishment. This raid strengthens the case for millions of Americans who will see this as unjust prosecution. It seems like this was authorized by a local judge and a particular FBI office without buy-in or notification of higher levels of government. That's been coming out in the last few minutes. But literally, no one will believe that or make it a distinction. It's probably bureaucratic, but it seems political. Quote, if they raided his home just to find classified documents he took from the White House, one legal expert noted he will be reelected president in 2024. Hands down, he'll prove to be the greatest law enforcement mistake in history. That's Andrew Yang tweeting that out just a few moments ago.
Senator Tim Scott was on CBS this morning. I believe he's promoting a new book he has out. They asked him about this, and he says that it has to be of incredible magnitude or will be in a very big mess on the credibility of the FBI.
We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens, but we should all have been stunned and surprised and shocked at what happened yesterday. The real question is, A, what is the Federal Records Act? And B, what are we talking about? It has to be something of incredible magnitude for at least my side of the aisle to say that was warranted. Without that, I think we're going to find ourselves in a very big mess as it relates to the credibility of the FBI.
Well, so you don't have any concern that they're going to find anything at the Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I think we should really, as opposed to rushing to judgment, the most important thing that we can do is let it play out, because I have no idea what they were looking for, and I don't think anybody knows what they were looking for.
On that point,
for.
I think...
So he's saying it has to be of incredible magnitude or the FBI will have mud on their face, I guess. I don't know.
Mud on their... Yeah, well, he's not wrong. He's absolutely right about that.
My favorite clip of the day, but I'm saving it to last because it's not in the political realm. You know the author Malcolm Gladwell, Rich?
Yes.
He did Outliers and Blink. He was on a podcast called The Diary of a CEO with host Stephen Bartlett. And he is basically saying that there is an urgency for people to come back to the workplace, and it's a crisis that it's not happening. And he's actually blaming managers for this, which I found interesting. This is Malcolm Gladwell from yesterday.
It's very hard to feel necessary when you're physically disconnected, and as we face the battle that all organizations are facing now in getting people back into the office, that this people, it's really hard to explain this core psychological truth, which is, we want you to have a feeling of belonging and to feel necessary. We want you to join our team. And if you're not here, it's really hard to do that. It's not in your best interest to work at home. I know it's a hassle to come to the office, but if you're just sitting in your pajamas in your bedroom, is that the work life you want to live, right? Don't you want to feel part of something? I mean, I'm really getting very frustrated with the inability of people in positions of leadership to explain this effectively to their employees. That If we don't feel like we're part of something important, what's the point? It's not, you're not just doing this to get a pay. If it's just a paycheck, then it's like, then you, what have you reduced your life to?
Your thoughts on what Malcolm Gladwell just said, Rich, the only in 30 seconds.
He's probably not wrong, I guess, but...
Is it on the managers, is it on the people in power to tell that to their employees that, like, this is, we collaborate together in person, you know?
No, I don't think you need... Do you think so?
Well, I didn't until I actually listened to this whole 90-minute podcast, and it was very good. And it's kind of made me rethink what I thought originally. So that's why.
What do you think
that's
now?
Why I pulled it. I do think that in a creative atmosphere, the players need to be together.
Oh.
In one space.
Uh oh. No more working from home, huh?
Well, I mean, I can't put out that. Because our company won't allow it, so
right.
I can't just say that and not, you know. But I do think that it is when you're disconnected from everything, when you're disconnected from everybody. Do you really like what's the point of? I don't know.
What's the point of
work? Is it just to get a paycheck?
No, I do think that. Gladwell's on to something here, no doubt about it. We should probably continue the conversation tomorrow since we're out of time. It's a very interesting one to have, no doubt about it. So let's table that for tomorrow because we got to do this.
Who won Twitter?
Ornery Hounds wins Twitter. He says, Bruce Springsteen is the number one cause of climate change. His 1970s no nuke movement ended the expansion of clean, affordable nuclear power in the U.S. He was the boss. Trillions of tons of greenhouse gas, all due to Bruce. He can't sing, yet he is authentic BS. I thought that's a good way to get into the Dawn Show that's going to begin in 5 minutes.
Fantastic. Thanks. By trashing Bruce Springsteen. You see that?
Love
wonderful
him.
Way to do
yes.
it. All right, let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
I agree with what was said by those commentators. This better be big, or there's going to be heads to roll. I was watching I just saw a poll from the Trafalgar Group. 58.5% of voters believe that federal bureaucracies have grown too large and only serve their political interests. Nearly 80% of Americans now say there's two tiers of justice in America. I think what happened to the former president will certainly go a long way towards strengthening the belief in exactly those concepts. And it's a bad day for the Republic. They better have something really big here. Otherwise, it's never going to get... it's never going to be something that will ever... we'll get over. Basically, way to put it. We'll never get over it as a nation. It will be something that divides us even further, and I never thought that was possible. Have a great rest of your day today. Enjoy the rest of it. Dawn is up next, and I'll tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for their great work that they do. Emmons believes in giving you top-notch customer service. That is why Emmons is there to serve you each and every step of the way. EmmonsRoofing.com. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. EMMONS. EmmonsRoofing.com. Windows, doors, siding, you name it, including, by the way, 10% off all window replacements with Emmons. And 12 months same as cash to pay for it on every project that they do. 12 months same as cash financing. You can't beat that. Come on, what are you waiting for? Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. It's a company I used in my home, so you know you can trust them. They clean up when they're done, and the job is done on time and on budget. And remember, you get a 50-year warranty on that roof, and they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. And remember, Emmons is the real deal for our area. 12 months, same as cash financing to pay for all their projects. It's a company I trust, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.